07 Most Important Management Skills No One Talks About. You might be the best at your job. However, if you lack effective management skills, your overall success along with your teams is still subject to compromise. This could hinder your ability to be a constructive leader. No matter whether you are a business owner, chief executive, or team manager, knowing how to manage your tasks effectively is the pillar of your success. If you lack in this aspect, your responsibilities may fall apart. One doesn't have to hold a designated position to execute effective management skills. It works equally well for all. A better hold in it results in a more productive workplace. In this blog, you will go through 7 essential management skills by implementing which you can achieve better results and become a confident leader. And mastering these skills would further lead you to experience a significant difference in your leadership journey. Let's dive deep into this and discover how you can enhance your professional impact. How do management skills improve quality of work? Effective management skills are crucial in enhancing the quality of work within organizations. These skills enable teams to achieve higher productivity, collaboration, and overall performance due to the ability to properly coordinate resources, foster clear communication, and promote efficient processes. These are just basic management skills. Wonder what difference it will make if you have all the soft skills an organization requires. People with better communication and effective management skills are 38% more productive than their peers. To increase productivity and achieve the organizational goals, let's understand in detail about these management skills. Management skills that matters for all, but goes unrecognized. There is no doubt that you are eager to learn all the skills that we will be mentioning. However, before we get started, let's take a quick look at what are management skills to just refresh your memory. Well, they encompass a range of abilities including leadership, decision-making, delegation, problem-solving, and more. Now let us all focus on building the soft skills that we lack, shall we? Look for the ones that you possess to give a pat on your back. 1. Creative collaboration. Collaboration is a team management skills that facilitates a person to work with others. Creative collaboration takes it a step ahead. It involves various games and activities where staff in the team start communicating with each other. Remember, not everyone knows how to participate with their peers. Even an extrovert might refrain from activities specially organized by their workplaces. If you know how to be creative in your workplace and encourage your colleagues to participate in it, congratulations, you are responsible for 50% of friendships among your colleagues. After all, it is not enough to be a communicator all on your own. One must know how to pass the legacy. 2. Good listening skills. Communication is a two-way street, and involves two people speaking and listening. Unfortunately, only a few of us understand the importance of the latter. People frown and cease to express their thoughts in front of their peers who interrupt their sentences which do not work. When you are all ears, people feel appreciated and valued. It encourages them to speak up their mind whenever and wherever deemed necessary. Effective management skills are more than just being able to manage stuff, it is more about your ability to bring everyone forward as a team. 3. Body language and communication. One of the rarest soft skills is having perfect body language and communication style. The tone of your voice and body language matters a lot in any kind of relationship. It adds meaning to your words and may send messages. Your words may not sound angry while texting, but your tone and crossed arms may indicate otherwise. One of the rarest soft skills is having perfect body language and communication tone. To achieve it, you can try a few things: keep your phone away when speaking, don't look at your watch, keep eye contact with people, smile more often, etc. 4. Optimism. Optimism is a choice. And whatever you choose makes you. It is no-brainer that the people around you reflect your behavior. Then why not give them something to cherish and adapt? You don't have to stay positive in every possible scenario. But if you manage to stay strategic and focus on solving an issue instead of getting a panic attack, You already possess one of the rarest and most effective management skills. It is crucial to have a rational approach toward everything thrown at you. And the people who have an everlasting attitude of "we can do it" always lead the lot. 5. Honesty and transparency. One can't presumably open up with their colleague who doesn't open up with them. While we would not recommend 100% transparency, try to tone it down to maybe an 80. To show effective management skills and increase transparency at the workplace, you can also use tools. The best tool that you will not regret using is EMP Monitor. It will provide the staff's productivity report and will help you in its better analysis. Not only this, there are some incredible features available in EMP Monitor, such as time tracking. EMP Monitor can help track how your employees utilize their time on various activities, giving you data on productive time, idle time, active time, neutral time, etc. By identifying the pattern of how your employee uses their time at work, you can improve their productivity. Data loss prevention feature. Data loss prevention is a feature that prevents unauthorized access. You can do website blocking, application blocking, and USB detection. Geolocation tracker. With the geolocation tracker, employers can know the location of their employees working remotely. Attendance log. It keeps track of employees' login and logout times. Website and app details. EMP Monitor also provides information related to websites and apps employees use. These were some of the features of EMP Monitor. It has many more incredible features to offer for effective management skills. This tool is the best choice for any business looking to enhance transparency in their firm. Now let's talk about honesty in detail. It implies being straightforward to people who ask you a question. Give them an honest answer like, "I don't know much about it, but here's something that I learned." A few white lies are no harm. But there's nothing wrong with being honest. It is a prerequisite to getting non-fabricated responses from them in return. If you struggle in being honest with people because you may hurt their feelings, consider this: you may corrupt their career and future by not being honest with them. 6. Critical thinking. Critical thinking is an integral part of your work life. A study suggests we make 35,000 decisions every day. These are from choosing the color of your dress to making complex business judgments. And every decision that you make affects your day and work. Our mind works like a fork, and we continually decide to choose between various options. People with commendable critical thinking make the best decisions, even in haste. 7. High work ethics. Have you ever wondered if you are righteous enough with people? Do you have employee management skills? Have you ever infringed on them? I'm pretty sure. People with high work ethics are the best managers. Consider this: you may find an employee ill-mannered and loud-mouthed but a downright productive and fast learner. While you like their work, you will probably avoid training them to avoid conflicts. Such behavior is not healthy for a workplace to function. When polishing your management skills, consider working on your work ethic first. A person with high regard towards their workplace completes their task, owns their mistakes, treats colleagues equally, and complains when it is necessary. Things to avoid. This one is a bonus for people still reading. Now that you understand what you should do, let's take a brief look at the things you must avoid. If you don't want negative results and setbacks in your workplace, avoid these. 1. Biases. A cognitive bias refers to an error in thinking. It occurs when the mind starts to simplify things we see based on our perceived notion of the subject. While you can't paint everyone with the same brush, it is also not ethical to look at them with the same glasses. Try to keep your biases aside when making workplace decisions, or you may choose the wrong people for a task. 2. Negative self-talk. Being a perfectionist comes with a habit of persistent self-criticism. Appreciate only constructive criticism and try to cut all the other mental clutter. Negative self-talk is the brainchild of pessimism and self-doubt. Don't say things to yourself that you'd avoid saying to a good friend. Try to talk to your peers about the things you think you lack. A third person's perspective might help a lot. but never take a toll on your mental health. 2. Information bottlenecks. An information bottleneck is a person who handles and responds to all the doubts and queries of their team. While a person never voluntarily becomes an information bottleneck, the aftermath is disastrous. Everyone becomes dependent on them and takes their work for granted, knowing they will get assistance whenever they ask. As a colleague, learn how to make people take responsibility on their own. 3. Being too rational. You can't paint anything black or white, everything comes with shades of gray. While being practical works well for employees in certain situations, you have to remember that you're working with humans, not robots. Sure, it is challenging to keep your biases aside while parallelly making sure you don't become too rational. Effective management skills are a hard nut to crack. Take examples from the people around you, and notice what doesn't work for them. 5. Lack of confidence. Confidence is more about how you see yourself. A confident manager is more responsible, assertive, communicative, and influential to the people around them. Employees will more likely trust you and will never hesitate to come to you in doubt. Now is the time to lead. There are various skills that an organization must inculcate in its staff to generate better results at the end of the day. Remember, your workplace is not led by machines but by functioning minds who can differentiate between what works for them and what doesn't. Work on your effective management skills. Organize your work and manage your colleagues better. Hopefully, the management skills examples in this blog will be helpful to you, and by utilizing them you can achieve your goal of becoming a successful leader.